With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A countdown is underway. President Trump has warned Iran that it will obliterate power plants if the U.S. will do so if it doesn't fully open the Strait of Hormuz, and it has 48 hours to comply. Tehran says it would respond to such an attack with its own strikes on U.S. and Israeli energy and infrastructure assets. Iranian missiles, meanwhile, struck two communities in southern Israel late yesterday. A federal judge has blocked the Pentagon's restrictive media policy, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The judge ruled that it's unlawful for the Trump administration to limit news reporters' access to the Pentagon. At issue was a new credentialing policy. In December, the New York Times sued the Pentagon and Defense Secretary Hegseth for adopting a policy that violates journalists' constitutional rights to free speech and due process. Reporters from news outlets that refused to consent were forced to leave the Pentagon. The Defense Department said it will appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The former head of the Trump-Kennedy Center debunks Democratic claims about the facility.
Rick Grinnell, who is leaving his position with the center, sharply rebutted Senator Sheldon Whitehouse's claim that Trump-era actions led to the center's closure, arguing that years of Democratic neglect caused the facility's deterioration. Grinnell detailed financial mismanagement, structural disrepair, and the loss of corporate support as reasons for a comprehensive two-year renovation under President Trump's leadership.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman. Hawaii has been suffering its worst flooding in more than 20 years. Heavy rains falling on soil already saturated by previous downpours, and officials say more rain is expected today. Muddy waters flooding stretches of beach. This is SRN News. As the U.S. and Israeli offensive against Iran unfolds, some evangelical leaders in this country are speaking of the conflict in biblical terms, mapping end times prophecies onto current events in the Middle East. In a recent sermon, Pastor John Hagee, founder of Christians United for Israel, described the war as part of a divine plan, adding, quote, prophetically, we're right on cue. There is a general hope amongst most Christians that new leadership will arise in Iran that will be more peaceful and less apt to persecute those who follow Christ. A new poll asks moms about church. It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries, but wish there was more mental health support and more outreach specifically to mothers. This is SRN News. A big data center is coming to Ohio.
The Department of Energy has announced a public-private partnership with SoftBank and AEP Ohio to develop a massive artificial intelligence data center and power complex at a former uranium enrichment site in southern Ohio. The project announced Friday includes a planned 10-gigawatt data center and up to 10 gigawatts of new power generation, most of it fueled by natural gas, along with billions in grid upgrades. Officials say the initiative will create thousands of jobs and support AI growth while keeping electricity costs down. Keith Peters, Washington.
Chuck Norris' death last week has sparked a wave of tributes from fellow action stars and fans. Jean-Claude Van Damme shared condolences and called Norris a respected friend. Dolph Lundgren called him a champion and a role model. Sylvester Stallone said he worked with him and loved and enjoyed doing it and called him an All-American. This is SRN News.